I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Give me back all my shivers to the back of bones. Got to laugh and you learned to never leave me alone. It's hard to stay lit in your house of storms. You scream like the wind and then you blow down the door.
Derry Miller is a pop rock songwriter from central Pennsylvania. In only 2 years, Derry has transformed himself from an acoustic solo artist to the frontman of a five-piece rock band, Derry Miller and the Vale. The band recently released a three-song EP produced by Nashville producer Dustin Burnett, most known in the regional music scene for his work with Kingsfoil and Dana Alexandra. I recently caught up with Derry to chat about these new songs and his experiences working with Dustin. Well, joining me at the Woodstove House is Derry Miller from Derry Miller and the Vale. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome to Around the Wood
Thank
Stove.
You. I am glad to be here.
It's great to hook up with you. You've been doing some really, really cool stuff, making a big name for yourself in a very short period of time.
You could say that, yeah.
relatively. I mean, there are bands that bang around for 4 or 5 years before playing some of the shows that you've been playing recently.
I'm very fortunate, yeah.
Headlined the Chameleon, playing on stage with some big bands.
Yeah, it's been quite the ride, and I can only attribute it to the people that have paid attention and taken the time to involve themselves in my life, that I can say that I've done a lot in a short period of time. So
that's great.
It's great.
And you've got a new three-song EP that is out and about that we're going to talk about mostly. But I'd like to dig back just a little bit into the past, because the other recorded music that that Derry Miller and the Vale has released was an EP, five-song EP called Green.
Yes.
And this goes back a couple of years.
2009.
Talk about the transition then to this relationship with Dustin Burnett, who produced the latest...
Sure.
The latest record, or the latest three-song.
Yeah. How it happened was I was in contact with a gentleman named Rick Gadd, who did a lot of stuff and still does with the Launch Music Conference, some venues in Harrisburg, and who now is a pretty key player in a management company that works out of Baltimore now. He had called me up. Kingsfoil had just gotten back from Nashville for their first time when they did the single Give It Up Now. And Rick mentioned to me, hey, Dustin Burnett, who produced their record, is going to be at the Chameleon Club. He's like, you should come out to the Chameleon and introduce yourself. And so I gathered up a little press kit I had with the Green EP in it and, you know, some press photos and all that jazz. And I show up to the Chameleon, and it's packed, and just absolutely packed. And Kingsfoil put on a hell of a show. And there's Dustin Burnett, probably stands about, I don't know, 6'2", 6'3". And then I'm trying to look for this tall guy in the crowd, and I'm trying to, you know, I think probably just punch him in the butt or something like that, get his attention. And I said, hey man, I'm Derry. Rick told me to introduce myself to you, hand some material. And I got a call from him the very next day. First of all, one of the nicest guys out there. And I got a call from him the next day, and the moment I knew I wanted to work with him, when he was like, these songs are all right. He's like, but how badly do you want this? I'm paraphrasing, of course. And I said, yeah, I mean, this is what I want to do. He's like, well, I think you could do a lot better. I think you could do a lot more. And I think there's some good foundation stuff in it, and I think your vocals are great. He's like, but I think you can try harder. And I love when people just don't blow sunshine up there. And but all of this, of course, coming from a completely sincere and kind guy. And that's when I really thought to myself, wow, yeah, you're right. I do need to write better songs. And that needs to be the constant mentality. So that's kind of when I started really thinking about melody more so than I ever had. And it took about a year for me to get down to Nashville. Okay. It took that long, to raise the funds, and two, just to for myself to be mentally ready, because I'd never been in the situation where I was working with a producer. I worked with engineers who had mixed the songs that
yeah.
I wrote and recorded, but I had never had someone sit down and say, like, how can we make this the best it can possibly be? Okay, these are some great skeletons for these songs, but let's really dig deep here and not settle for something.
Right.
And that was great. So
Dustin's been working with a few bands from this area.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
We had Dane Alexandra on recently, Kingsfoil, of course, our favorites here.
And yeah.
It's interesting, at least from the perspective of the quality of product that's coming mm-hmm. out in this from this region as a result of his magic.
Yeah. And you have these Central PA artists that are going down to Nashville to record with him, and they come back and they just see they see an undeniable growth in their fan base, in the quality of their music, and their overall perspective of how it works and how to write a good song.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's incredible.
Talk about that process of taking something that you've written and, I'm assuming, rehearsed with your band.
Sure.
And then you walk into this situation and you trust this guy.
Right.
Who's going to sort of deconstruct and then reconstruct this.
Yes.
Talk about what happens in that process for you as an artist.
Mentally, I think I'm letting go of pride, I guess you could say, and my kind of creative pride and saying, yeah. I'm young, I'm learning, I've only been doing this for a couple of years, and just like any student of anything, I think you need to just kind of put aside that pride and say, okay, I can learn something and I can do that. So that's why I took a year. And I had prepped the guys. I said, hey, like, we're going to go down here with these songs, and they might not turn out the way we've rehearsed them, but I think we're going to love them, and I think that's going to help us write better songs.
Yeah.
And it did.
Let's get into some of the songs. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with Grip Your Seat.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the story of that song. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Woo. I had this kind of vision of kind of when you're in the same place and things begin to get mundane. And as a young person, you always just kind of have this vision of just, let's run away. Let's do it. Even till when you're older, you know, there's midlife crises for a reason. And there's always that kind of inner desire to, just escape for a while, just get out. And that's kind of where it stemmed from. And it's sounds like a love song. It's really not. It's a little darker.
Mm.
If people really take the time to dig deep within it. There's some, you know, lyrical phrases in there that you know, people might question, and which is fine. And I like that. I like that about pop music, that you can make something sound pretty, but people really might not have any clue what it means. And I think that's fun.
If it gets in between you and me, I'll dig his grave. Well, the night wasn't anything like you ever gave. Whoa, oh, give yourself to me. Whoa, oh, give yourself to me. Grip your seat on tight, I'm gonna fly down the highway. Flashes hit the road, they scatter like you and I did. I don't get drunk and drive, just a little high to be my dear. We'll be playing the powder and singing our songs of woes. Off the dash or the count to whatever suits your nose. So here we go. Yourself to me. Whoa, give yourself to me. Grip your seat on tight, gonna fly down the highway.
when I did. I don't get drunk and drive just a little high to remind you.
I Get By Better is the song I think that stands out for me right now.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and it probably wasn't until I was driving with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and it peaks.
Yes.
There's this hugeness.
It just builds. Oh my God, yeah.
At the end of the song, mm-hmm. in that last, say, 30 seconds of the song.
Right.
I just like, wow.
Yeah, and that's what you look forward to.
Yeah, right. Like yeah. The first time you're listening to, I've listened to the songs a few times, and then all of a sudden I'm driving down the road, and here comes this part, and it's big, and I yeah. reach over to turn, like, that instinct.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
To turn it
yeah.
up.
Right. Right.
It's a great song.
Yeah, thank you. That song, I think, again, just as a young individual, just kind of looking back on the past and just mistakes in general, I think is really where it came from. And just that feeling of just admitting that you yourself are a selfish person and you're concerned with your own interests at times. And whether you want to realize it or not, it happens. And it's more common than many people like to admit. So I think that was kind of that release, like, you know, I'm not finding any excitement in helping or benefiting any other relationships in my life other than my own. And not to say that's right by any means, of course, but just that kind of honest,
yeah.
Hey, like, I get by better with pick-me-ups, with, you know, with stuff maybe that shouldn't pick me up necessarily or should bring me joy at the time, but it does.
Never claimed to carry any heart of gold. I could carry myself the trunk to get you home. I'd carry you home. You know I'd carry you home. I would carry you home. Can you hold? Well, I get by better with a pick me up. You could change up my drug, but don't trick me, love. I survive better when my interest is kept, and the rest is left up to the mirror. Well, I get by better with a pick me up. You could change up my drug, but don't trick me, love. I survive better when my interest is kept, and the rest is left up to the mirror.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is Derry Miller, founder and frontman of Derry Miller and the Vale. The last track on this mm-hmm. three-song EP is called Quite the Substance.
Sure.
Holy 80s Batman.
Yeah, I wow. guess I should have expected more people to say that than yeah, a lot of people are obviously noticing that.
Yeah. Well, and particularly those who were a teenager during that time.
Yeah, naturally, yeah.
But, and you cut a video for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Why that one instead of Grip Your Seat?
That's a great question. I think I heavily considered it, and I think my generation, ironically, might actually latch onto that song more so than Grip Your Seat, just because I think kind of this dancey, synthy 80s vibe is kind of making its way back into music in a completely different form and not always in a good way, but I don't know, I just wanted something that was upbeat.
What was that process like, making a video? Had you done it before?
No, I had never done it before. We had this kind of this idea that had failed with the video, where we wanted to incorporate more of a, not so much a story, but a couple more elements in it. And at first, it just didn't turn out. It just didn't turn out well. It didn't look good. And I was bummed at first, but I think it benefited us in the long run in terms of with this new EP, I was kind of reintroducing or just introducing myself to you know, the music scene. And I'm glad it's, when you watch the music video, you're now focused on the song and just who we are.
Yeah.
And nothing else. There's nothing in the way that kind of distracts you.
That's a great document of the band.
Yeah, exactly.
And what you do live.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what it was. That's, if you come to a live show, that's what we look like. That's the same people. That's how we dress. That's how we move around, you know? And that's, you know. So I kind of, I'm glad it turned out for the better. And I enjoy that.
Sipped up every ounce of love and given to the times to remain realistic. 'Cause we showcased the thoughts of all the precious dreamers, the artists played into the lies of society, the American dream. Well, I spoke all my vows, now I can't let go. Couch, have a lady alone. Won't be long, you kick me out. Well, you quit, shake your fist, and you point too quick. I quit, then I quit, then I'll burn your shit in the flames of failing feet. Do you remember when I kept on your attention? Fending for everything I mentioned in the haze of a younger heart. We could not time the tension. We give it on like children tempting. Now we took for granted. Now we're grounded without a spark. With a spoke on my vows, now I can't let go. On your comfortable couch, have a lay.
Do you have a handful of road trip records? Like, if you're getting in the car and driving 14 okay. hours to Nashville,
okay,
and you're by yourself.
By myself,
because I don't
sure.
want the band, these guys.
Yeah, they control the tunes.
Let's just say you're solo, right?
Yeah.
You're taking the
sure.
Prius instead of the van this time.
Okay.
What records do you queue up on the iPod?
Recently, every so often, I have a very routine band binge that I go on, and usually, like any other artist, it would be any other fan of music. Everybody goes on the Beatles binge. I go on a Queen binge a lot of the time, and I'm on one of those again. It's scary, and so I'll be on those binges at times. But I go on blues binges a lot. And I go on Motown binges a lot, and I go on the old mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
And I go on a lot of 90s binges, which is pretty prevalent in my music. Just kind of you know, that simple 90s writing.
So you're like a poster child for digital radio.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You dial in the
coffee house 90s alternative. Right.
Tell me, if you can, in a sentence,
mm-hmm.
why do you do this?
I think I do this, one, because I think it's the thing that I do best in my life. And in my eyes, in order to contribute to the world and this society, that if everyone did the thing that they were best at, I think that's kind of what makes the world go round in some regards. And because it makes me feel good, makes me feel great, and I love having people be able to take a song that I wrote and make it their own, and they don't have to know what I wrote it about. They can make it be whatever they want it to be, whatever they want it to mean to them. That's not up to me, and I don't think it ever should be. So
thank you so much for coming
I appreciate it. Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. Awesome.
I wish you all the best with the band.
Thank you, sir.
The new songs, and whatever the future holds for you.
Great. Thank you.
Derry Miller is a pop rock singer and songwriter from Central Pennsylvania. For more details about Derry or to buy his music online, find him on the web at derrymillermusic.com. You can also link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com, where you can listen to previous episodes, subscribe to the show, leave feedback, or drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help keep the show going. You can also hear Around the Woodstove on Stitcher Smart Radio. Download the free Stitcher app from the Android or iOS App Store and listen to this program along with thousands more without downloading or syncing. Stitcher is the smart way to listen to radio. Around the Woodstove is a production of the Woodstove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.